How are we doing, guys?
You tell us, how's it looking?
Not all at once.
How is it looking out there? I mean, just, I mean, I know it's so early and things, but as things are coming together a little bit, what are you noticing?
It's a ton of fun to be back out there competing, you know, for me especially. The plan was for me to not be doing anything right now, so to have the opportunity, you know, thankfully I got to work with the best training staff in our game, and you know, they're the Ed Block Courage Award winners for a reason. They're really good at their job, and you know, they got me to a point where you know, I'm able to go out there a few weeks early, and it's good because you know, there's nothing worse, and I say this all the time when we talk, is being an athlete and not being able to be out there when, you know, the rest of your teammates are out there working and preparing. So, obviously, this offseason is unique in the fact that we have a new offense, a new system, a new quarterback. So, you know, I wasn't getting any better over there by myself. So it's good to be back out there.
Would you push it as hard, do you think, if it wasn't all new? I mean, if there was a lot, just given how long you've been with this organization and things?
I think naturally it's hard to kind of be on the side and watch everyone else compete. So, you know, I'm probably going to push it as hard as I can regardless of the situation, you know, just because this game is special in the fact that, you know, we get 10 times here in OTAs, 3 times in minicamp, and that's it for the entire offseason. It's not like basketball or baseball where you can go play pickup or go in the batting cage and take some cuts whenever you want. So we only have 13 times to go out there and compete against our defense. So it's good to be back out there competing against the best defense in football.
Has anyone ever compared you to a mattress before?
Yeah, that's a new one for me. I'm okay with it. You know, try to make sure that he's always getting a good night's sleep. Always be there for him. You know, that's kind of my role around here. So I'll have to find out what kind of mattress he likes, you know, what his sleep number is. So hopefully it's 82 and we're good.
Hey, the guy can set himself up for an endorsement.
They already got all the endorsements around here. You see sleep number ads everywhere.
How much further do you have to go in being, you know, kind of strong, building that strong chemistry with Kirk?
Well, I think it's something that we'll continue to build throughout the season. You know, it's you know, never something that you get to the point where you're like, this is where we need to be. I think if you ever do get to that point and you think you're where you need to be, then you're going to start going backwards. So, you know, for us, we're going to continue to work, you know, with every opportunity we have in the off season. And we've got 2 more OTAs this week and the 3 days in minicamp next week, and then hopefully take a step forward in training camp and pick up right where we left off.
Are you sensing an increased level of comfort from Kirk, especially when you guys are in the red zone as OTAs are going on?
I think there's an increased level of comfort from everyone as we get more comfortable in the system. And, you know, when you put in an entirely new offense, at first it's you're thinking more than you're just going out and playing. So I think as we get into OTA 6, 7, 8, you're starting to see guys just allow their playmaking ability to shine through. And, you know, the thought process of what you have and what you need to do is kind of on the back burner. It allows you just to go out and play fast.
I know it's still early, but what have you seen from the way John DeFilippo tries to use you guys, tight ends, to create mismatches?
Being a fan of the game, obviously I've seen what he's done in the past, what he was able to do in 2015 with Gary Barnage, and then obviously last year Ertz had an unbelievable year in this system. So it's not just us. Obviously he's had great success with tight ends, but you know, what he's able to do with all the playmakers and all the chess pieces that we have on offense, it's been a lot of fun to see. You know, for me, obviously early in OTAs, that's exactly what I got to do. I got to kind of be on the side and see it. And now I'm having an opportunity to go out there and be a part of it. And I like that way a lot better.
How different does it feel from what you guys did under Pat last year? Is it markedly different or a lot of similar concepts?
There are similarities. Obviously, both guys coming from Philly. And it's funny. I tell people all the time, offense is a lot like foreign language. You know, we're saying the same thing, just in a different language. So the biggest thing in an offseason when you have a new coordinator and a new system is learning that new language. And once you learn the language, we're doing a lot of the same stuff that we've been doing here for years. And you know, having been through the numerous coordinators that I've been through, learned the numerous offenses that I've learned, I think that's one of the things that I've been able to take from each and every transition that I've gone through is, you know, essentially we're doing a lot of the same things. Each coordinator has their little nuances that they like, but, you know, you can always look at a playbook and be like, oh, you know, we did this last year, we called it this. So there are similarities.
How much do you think all the pre-snap motion, how much pressure do you think that puts on the defense? Not yours as much as they see it every day.
Yeah. No, I mean, you even ask our guys on defense, they hate when we're moving around and shifting in motion. You know, when one thing that Coach Zim preaches to us all the time is, you know, breaking the huddle with a tempo and intensity, getting lined up. And, you know, from that point on, you've put pressure on the defense because, you know, when you get lined up and you're under 10 seconds on the play clock, they know the ball's got to get snapped. They don't have to worry about anything. But if we get lined up quickly, they don't know if we're going to motion or shift or both. So that's one thing that we've kind of emphasized over the first eight OTAs is, you know, let's break the huddle quick. Let's get lined up. And, you know, it puts a lot of pressure on defenses.
Is there more of the shifts this year than the past couple of years?
Not really. You know, I think back a few years ago and, you know, when Nor first got here, I felt like we were doing a motion and a shift on every single play. But one of the things that Flip always says is, you know, we're not going to motion and shift just a motion and shift. You know, if it's a benefit to us and it gives us an advantage, then we'll do it. But, you know, we're not just going to have them to have them.
Kyle, with your ankle, when you're having surgery, any kind of surgery, at when you're a 7-8 year veteran, is there any more anxiety you think about, you know, how am I going to come out of this?
Yeah.
You know, your time is shorter.
Not really. Just, I mean, I've had 5 surgeries in the last 10 years, so, you know, it's funny when you sit there and the nurses are getting ready for pre-op and the doctors are talking to you, and I honestly feel like I'm sitting in the dentist chair just getting my teeth cleaned. It's so routine at this point that I think at times, you know, your family and friends are more worried about it than you are. And, you know, at least for me, I'm pretty relaxed and thankful that, you know, I've got the best foot and ankle guy in the world right here across the way to take care of me and make sure that everything will be good.
Thanks,
cool.
Appreciate
it. Yeah, thanks, guys.